This week's newsletter includes our regular sections announcing new release candidates and summarizing notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software. No significant news this week was found in any of our sources. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. LNDV 0.19.3-beta.rc1 is a release candidate. It is a maintenance version for this popular LN node implementation. It contains important bug fixes. Most notably, an optional migration lowers disk and memory requirements for nodes significantly. Bitcoin Core 29.1-rc1 is a release candidate. It is a maintenance version of the predominant full node software. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIP Lightning, Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binonis. First Bitcoin Core number 33050 removes peer discouragement. See newsletter hash 309 for consensus invalid transactions because its DOS protection was ineffective. An attacker could bypass the protection by spamming policy invalid transactions without penalty. This update eliminates the need for double script validation. It is no longer necessary to distinguish between consensus and standardness failures. That saves CPU costs. Second, Bitcoin Core number 32473 introduces a per-input cache for SIASH pre-computation in the script interpreter. It applies to legacy inputs such as bare-multisig, P2SH, P2WSH, and incidentally P2WPKH inputs. This reduces the impact of quadratic hashing attacks in standard transactions. Core caches an almost finished hash. It computes that hash just before it appends the SIASH byte. This reduces repeated hashing for standard multisig transactions and similar patterns. If another signature is in the same input and uses the same SIASH mode, and it commits to the same portion of the script, it can reuse most of the work. It is enabled in both policy mempool and consensus block validation. Taproot inputs already have that behavior by default, so this update doesn't need to be applied to them. First, Bitcoin Core 30.3077 creates a monolithic static library libitcoinkernel that bundles all the object files of its private dependencies into a single archive. This allows downstream projects to link to just this one file. See newsletter 360 for related libsec 250, 6K1 groundwork. Second, Core Lightning 8380.9 makes the channel type field mandatory when opening a channel. This aligns with a recent specification update. See newsletter 364. The RPC commands funchannel and funchannel start now report a channel type with a zeroconf channel option when a zero minimum depth implies it. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on Riverside FM at 16:30 UTC on August 19. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.